Yet we are so grateful that you're here. Let me make sure I've turned it off instead of turning it on. I got my special socks on. These are some bear socks. And I want to talk to you about the Resurrection Eggs. We've been doing this every day, and we do it to try to prepare you guys for the real meaning of Easter. And just as a reminder, each day we have a different egg. The very first egg that we talked about is, and my wife and family have told me I don't say this correctly, the donkey. I don't know how to say donkey. This is the best I can do. But the first symbol of Easter is the donkey, because you see, on Palm Sunday, and today is Palm Sunday, brought in Jesus into Jerusalem. And this donkey reminds us of the reason he came. He came to bring peace to the world. You see, rulers a lot of times would come in on their mighty horses as those who had conquered a city. But Jesus and rulers would often come in on a donkey. And it symbolized his ministry, which his ministry was that of peace. And then the next egg, the pink egg, was the silver. I don't have 30, but I have 3 pieces of silver. And this is to remind us about the not-so-good guy in the Easter story, Judas. You see, Judas pretended to be a disciple, but he really wasn't a disciple. And one of the things about Judas is he loved power and he loved money, and the religious leaders who hated Jesus came to Judas and said, "Hey, we need your help. Could you turn him over to us?" And he said, "Sure." And they gave him 30 pieces of silver. And as we'll see today, he betrayed his Savior in the garden with a kiss. The third egg is the chalice. It's the one we talked about. A chalice is just a fancy word for a cup. And the chalice is to remind us of the last meal that Jesus had with his disciples. He invited them to get the end of the meal. It was to remind them of his body. And then he took the cup and they poured wine in it. And he said to them, "This is my blood." And he talked about how only forgiveness can. You need to remember that the only way to be right with God, to have peace with God, is through Jesus' blood. It forgives us of our many, many sins. And then we come to the praying hands. This was last night. And after this dinner that Jesus had with his disciples, he took them out to a garden to pray. And he left the majority of them in one going with, I believe it was Peter, James, and John. And then he said, "You guys wait here with me and I'm going a little further by myself." And he prayed. And if you remember, he was troubled. He was greatly troubled by what he was fixing to face, a crucifixion on the cross. And you know, one of the things that taught us is that when we are facing troubles, prayer is the best way to be prepared for them. And so the praying hands reminds us of Jesus going into the Garden of Gethsemane and praying and asking for God's help as he faced a cruel death. Now, this morning, this is kind of one of my favorite, Indiana Jones. This little thing here is a whip. Now, it's really a piece of string, but it is to remind us that there was a whip that was used to scourge Jesus. They beat him. He bled. It was a terrible torture before he even died. And in John chapter 19, verse 1, it says, "Then Pilate had Jesus flogged with a lead-tipped whip." What the Romans would do is they would put lead and they would put bone and they would whip you. And when they hit you with that whip, it would just rip your skin off. And you know, this is a terrible reminder of Easter, but one of the things we need to remember is that he suffered for us. He was punished because of our sin. So remember that our Savior was willing to suffer for us. that Easter is not about all the fancy clothes. There's nothing wrong with it. It's about a man. And he died for you and he died for me. Don't forget the real meaning of Easter.